What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Monday, October 9th, 2017, start of a brand new week, and we've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. It's also Columbus Day, and I can just sort of imagine Columbus out there in the Atlantic Ocean, not knowing what was going to happen out there, and pointing his hand at the horizon and saying, "Land ho!" Oh, no, wait, it's only the dirt under my fingernail. But the fact of the matter is that Columbus did know what was there. He sold the trip on a new trading route to Asia, but he knew there was another landmass in the middle there because the Vikings had been there hundreds of years before, and the Vikings traded with the Muslims, and the Muslims gave that information to the Templars. And if you remember following the destruction of the Templars, the Templars in Portugal and Scotland basically turned to shipping. Henry the Navigator and so forth and so on. And the Knights of Christ were very much into shipping. They were mariners and map makers. And there are allegations that Columbus' wife came from a Templar family. And while Queen Isabella is given credit for financing the majority of Columbus' expedition, the fact is he also got some money from the Templars, which is why the cross of the Templars appears on the sails of Columbus' ships. I remember when I was in school and they'd say, "This is Columbus," and we'd all look at that big red splayed cross, and they wouldn't explain its significance, but that's the cross of the Knights Templar. Going back to the days of heraldry, where most people didn't read phonetic languages. So heraldry was an iconic language, kind of like their version of emoticons, where everybody understood the language and what it meant, and they didn't. It wasn't just for decorations here. All right, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room taking care of all of our technical issues, getting around all the problems and headaches with the latest version of Skype. More about that later in the program. And so let's just get on into it. Now, supposedly, Antifa were planning nationwide deface Columbus Day actions for today. They were going to go on out and deface all the statue of Christopher Columbus. And apparently, at least five Christopher Columbus statues have already been vandalized in New York City in recent weeks. So far, I haven't heard of a lot of actions today here, but again, this is all cumulatively an attack on our historical traditions, on our identity, our historical regional identity, even though Columbus, again, didn't really discover the New World. The Vikings had come on over, the Egyptians had come on over, and but for political reasons and for declaring, you know, this is our land now, we discovered it, the doctrine of discovery. Originally, Amerigo Vespucci was given credit for discovering the New World, and then eventually Columbus' son wrote a biography about Christopher Columbus and brought him back to his rightful place in history. So much for that stuff here. Now then, interesting thing. Sarah Sanders was in a press conference, and she's not shy about what's going on here. And she basically was responding to questions about the Russia investigation and all the rest of that. And she said, basically, and this is a direct quote, "The Senate Intelligence Committee told us yesterday that after nearly 9 months of investigating, that's included more than 100 interviews, over 250 hours, 4,000 pages of transcripts, 100,000 pages of documents, interviewing officials in the intelligence community who wrote the report on Russian election meddling, interviewing relevant Obama administration officials, and talking to every Trump campaign official they requested. They have literally found zero evidence between the Trump campaign and Russia." And then she went on basically to say, "I think the American people would like them to focus on some other things." Yeah, we would. Can we go back to that email server scandal and its possible espionage? Because that's a valid question. Was Hillary repeating the 1994 Chinagate scandal, selling secrets in exchange for donations, in this case to the Clinton Foundation? That's a legitimate question. And it's rather become obvious how government itself, along with the corporate media, is still out there in attack mode against Donald Trump. We're going to get Donald Trump. We're going to go get Donald Trump. Pay no attention to all those dead bodies piling up around the Clintons. That's just, you know, there's normal expected behavior, you know, but we've got to go on and we've got to find something about Trump. But this may be an era for the mighty to fall. And while I normally don't do entertainment news, the fall of Harvey Weinstein is sending shockwaves throughout the entertainment industry. He's been around for a very long time. He's very wealthy. He's very connected. He's very powerful. It's sort of assumed that anything that he puts his stamp on is headed to win an Academy Award. But he has a long track record of just outrageous behavior towards women and his employees. And finally, the scandal broke through to the public. And his own company has now fired him. And that followed a bunch of the executives quitting. And even his lawyer quit. His lawyer said, I'm not representing this guy anymore. So everybody's out there in self-preservation mode. They're trying to get away from him as fast as they can because he's a sinking ship and he's going to take a lot of people down with him. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates just now rejoining our network. And again, everybody's out there trying to say, I had no idea. I mean, even though I worked with him, I mean, I had no idea this was going on. Meryl Streep was out there slamming disgraceful Harvey Weinstein and basically is saying that Rose McGowan and Ashley Judd and his other victims are heroes for exposing the mogul, which they are. Let's be very honest. They spoke out at risk of their careers. And then Meryl Streep goes on saying she never knew about the incidents of sexual harassment. Well, I'm sorry, Meryl, but it was kind of an open secret. Anyone who didn't know about what he was doing is in denial or living in a convent, because Harvey's predilections and behavior, his violent streak, were well known in Hollywood even back when I worked there. But if you want to keep your career, you never criticize the moguls, you never expose the scandals of anybody who's got that much power. And as a matter of fact, a lot of people who were his victims could have exposed him, but their own ambitions to stay in film held them back. And there is a lot of that that goes around in Hollywood. Everyone's afraid of that blacklist. But even Fox News is saying everyone in Hollywood knew what Harvey Weinstein has been doing all these years, sexually harassing women, abusing his employees. He's got a violent streaks. And it was better known in the industry than the rumors about Roger Ailes or Bill O'Reilly's misconduct at Fox News. And yet Weinstein continued to enjoy all the perks and the lifestyle and privileges of a successful movie mogul. Politicians wanted to be seen with him. The best actors wanted to work in his films. He was basically seen as a guarantee to Oscars, and people were willing to look the other way. And he was actually celebrated for his alleged commitment to social justice. Obviously, it was one thing when he was in front of a camera and a microphone, and something else entirely. Now, Nathan Lane has broken his silence, apparently, on how Weinstein threatened to destroy him and literally threw him against a wall at Hillary Clinton's birthday party 17 years ago. And basically, when this story finally broke into the corporate media, apparently Lane's response to Harvey was, you can't hurt me, I don't have a film career. And apparently on that same birthday party, Weinstein lashed out at an assistant who was supposed to be minding his reserved couch while he was on stage speaking. Remember what I said about filmmaking? It attracts the very best and the very worst in human behavior. You're working on a film crew. Those people want to be there. They work to be there. They're enthusiastic about their jobs. They want the final production to be as good as possible so they can point to it with pride or hopefully pick up an award. But yes, all that money and all that power, it does draw some real sharks. In fact, I think it was Alex Baldwin had this wonderful little quote. He says, if you want money, you go to work on Wall Street. If you want power, you go to Washington, D.C. If you want lots and lots of free sex, you go into the fashion industry. But if you want all three in one toxic drink stirred with a swizzle stick of, hey, we're being creative out here, then you go into show business. And he's absolutely right. Now, apparently, a Fox News television reporter, Lauren Sivan, in an interview with the Huffington Post, reported on how Weinstein, at a party, literally exposed himself and abused himself in front of her at a restaurant hallway. And then as he was finishing up, he just says, well, you can just stand there and shut up. This is the biggest scandal to rock Hollywood since the Bagelman incident. And that's where Bagelman was literally embezzling money from his own actors. And one of them went public with it because he got into trouble with the IRS because the IRS thought he'd been paid a lot more money than he really had. And his career got wrecked. And everybody circled the wagons around Bagelman. They all threatened to quit or to shut down Hollywood. If anything bad happened to Bagelman, they were going to just... But ultimately, he did have to step down. And but again, the guy who exposed his embezzlement had his career destroyed. It's just this little boys' club where they all can get away with this kind of stuff and they protect each other. It's like when you were in high school, remember the Socias or the Cliques, or I don't know what name they use for them today, but it was all the kids of the rich people who always seemed to get away with anything and they were always covering for each other. That's basically that kind of attitude. Apparently, back in 2004, Weinstein colluded with the New York Times editor to kill a story about a sexual assault. And Matt Damon and Russell Crowe called in to vouch for the Miramax employees. So, again, the corporate media, entertainment, very tightly tied together. The New York Times was one of Weinstein's media enablers. They all knew this stuff was going on. Can't say anything about him. He's a mogul. Can't do a thing about that. He's a mogul. Somebody went back and did an analysis of 1,400 Oscar acceptance speeches and found that Harvey Weinstein was thanked more than God. So that tells you the kind of power that he has. Now, a lot of Democrats, a lot of liberals who were beneficiaries of Weinstein's political contributions are now being asked, well, now that it's turned out this guy really... isn't living the life of a liberal, that he was a sexual monster, are you going to return the donations? And Feinstein's kind of hemming and hawing, and at first she said, well, I'm not sure if he's ever donated to me, and then Chuck Todd was interviewing her and said that, yeah, actually, we've got the whole list of all the donations you receive from him. And Feinstein said, well, no, I'll certainly take a look, which is political speech for, no, she's just going to go ahead and keep that money. And hypocrisy be darned. All right, let's take some phone calls. James in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, Mike. I wanted to know if you knew about that deal that went on and after, like, just hours after the Vegas shooting, how they were talking about the metal detectives and everything. And how do you see that turning out? Like, how do you see the TSA being in every park, in every hotel room? Well, not hotel room, but hotel. And also, like you were saying, it's one big, you know, elitist clique. The left loves this idea, you know, of more security and more, you know, put this there, put that there, you know, and that just shows you it's both working together. Because who's going to make all the money off those things, and who's going to end up having to dish out the extra costs it's going to take, you know, to put them in, you know, the prices for hotels, the prices for everything else, you know.
Yeah, it's going to come out of the hotel.
Yeah,
it's going to come out of the hotel guest pocket, and I can imagine that the casinos aren't going to be very happy about that because that means less money for these people to gamble with. And most of those big Las Vegas hotels already have very intense security because they realize they're targets for acts of terror. And we put up an article about some of the security at one of these hotels. It is amazing. I mean, they've got former SEALs in there. They're constantly in communication with the Department of Homeland Security. There are hidden cameras and metal detectors. And a lot of people are saying it is just unbelievable that this Paddock could have gotten all these weapons up to that room without being noticed by security. And it's another reason to doubt the official story.
Yeah, you just answered it right there. There's a whole bunch of special forces, ex-government, you know, whatever. That's why the hotels don't care about their guests, because Las Vegas makes more money, at least that city, makes more money on money laundering than, you know, the average tourist going over there. And that's another thing. You could also tell that the story is fake, because the city of Las Vegas is itself, security-wise, is equivalent to London or New York. That's the security.
Probably even more so. Probably even more so. Probably even more so.
Yeah.
All right, well, listen. Okay, James, thank you for the call. We're going to let you go and switch over to James in Atlanta. Aloha, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I had two questions, one about Bill Cosby and one about Weinstein.
Yes.
Had an update on Bill Cosby. And then on Weinstein, does he face any criminal charges, and can his studio have any suits brought against them, because he was an employee when all this stuff happened?
Well, certainly, I don't know what the statute of limitations are on some of these sexual harassment cases, but certainly he could be charged for sexual assault. And as far as his production company, I'm not really sure that they would be seen as responsible for controlling his behavior, especially since he was the boss.
What if they covered it up, though? They kept getting complaints and they tried to bury some of it from coming out.
Well, a lot of that was definitely going on, if you think back to that story I just mentioned about the New York Times. And it's entirely possible that you could you know, make a case that they did aid and abet his behavior over the years.
In some of Bill Cosby's cases, they went back to the 70s, I think. They really went back in time on that.
Well, again, I don't know what the statute of limitations are for these specific crimes. I mean, going back to that one about him pleasuring himself in front of this Fox News reporter, I think at most that's indecent exposure, and I don't know that that has a very long statute of limitations. Again, we're going to have to look at who's actually going to bring charges against him, and what the lawyers are going to say. Certainly he has enough money where he can just get out of all of this without a court settlements.
Well, it's great Ashley Judd stood up. And thanks again, Mike, for the show, and I hope you have a great day.
All right, thanks an awful lot. And again, I think the important thing here is to understand that people in positions of wealth and power, whether it's entertainment or political, are very often quite different in their private lives than their public persona would lead you to. And again, going back to my own experience, I met a lot of people who were truly wonderful people. And I met a lot of people who you just think they're the most wonderful human being when you see them on TV or the movies, and they turn out to be complete and total jerks. And yes, I am aware of big, major, bankable stars who've literally gotten away with murder, because there's a lot of money there, and as long as they're making money, you know, they're going to be okay. And I know there's a number of books out on, like, Hollywood Babylon about some of the stuff that's been going on out there. All right, we're going to switch over to Clint in Las Vegas. Clint, I'm probably going to have to take you through the next commercial break, but what's on your mind?
Yeah, please do. Yeah, Hillary Clinton, somebody who's, you know, public persona, she's wonderful and all that, but behind the scenes. Anyways, I just sent you a Steve Wynn Cox security at his casinos, and it's a video interview he did, and he specifically talked about this, how he used CIA people, embassy Marines, Navy SEALs, and not to mention hidden metal detectors,
at all the
exits. And yeah, we're supposed to believe the MGM uses Bozo the Clown security, and the insurance companies wouldn't allow that.
Again, prior to the fire, I got to see behind the scenes at the MGM Grand when I was working there, and yeah, the security is just amazingly tight. They're out there to catch the cheats. Stay on the line, Clint. Going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking with Clinton, Las Vegas. I'm looking through this material that you sent here, and yeah, they're talking about hidden metal detectors at all the entrances and exits. There are visible cameras to let you know you're being watched. There are hidden cameras. And again, the casinos, they're concerned about terrorism. They're also very concerned about cheating. And they watch those hallways and elevators very carefully to make sure that somebody isn't going to room with too many computers and other electronic-type devices because they're trying to spot cheaters. There was that big story where the MIT students worked out a way to sort of game blackjack in reverse. And the casinos keep an eye out for that. So the security is very intense. And like I said, years and years ago, when I was working as a magician, I worked at the original MGM Grand before the big fire. And one of my computer teachers had stopped teaching and was now the IT director for the MGM. So I got the whole tour, the whole back thing, and I was just absolutely amazed about the eye in the sky and all this other security. So, again, it really strains credibility to think this one guy got all those weapons up to the room undetected, and there are more and more people who are coming on out and saying there had to be additional people.
Mm-hmm. Well, not only that, Mike. Yeah, Mike?
You're on the air.
Yeah, Mike.
Yes.
Well, not only that, you stockpile a bunch of guns just so a bunch of people can go down to the casino and rob the joint. My brother, when I lived in Las Vegas, he had mental issues, and the doctors had him on all these kooky pills. And, well, to make a long story short, he got goofy. And we'd go to a casino, and he started getting 86 from a couple of these casinos for acting goofy. It got to a point where we couldn't go to I couldn't take my brother to a casino to go out to dinner or something. Sometimes they would meet him at the door, and he'd never been there before. I mean, these guys were good. I mean,
oh, they have a master list. Right. All the casinos, they all sign on to this master list of people who are banned from the casinos, and that includes just people who are just simply winning too much. You know, they only want the consistent losers in there. And really expert players who can, like, count the cards and everything. It's perfectly legal, but they'll still block you. They'll still kick you out. There are even psychics
on
the list.
That's another thing. He's the luckiest gambler in the world. I think he won, like, $5 million. He'd be booted for that alone. Did you see the video that somebody sent that this guy may still be alive? That somebody had a sheet of paper, and he had the date on it, and right across the table was this guy. He looked just like him in Atlantic City. It was last Friday, and he was drinking a beer with this Filipino girl playing blackjack, and it sure looked like him. I'll send you one.
Yeah, send me that one. I hadn't seen that one yet. But, again, we need to be careful because right now the perpetrators of this false flag, the perpetrators of the false flag, they're pouring out all kinds of junk to try and trip people up. You've probably seen all these photos and videos of these additional windows that are broken on the side of the hotel. But they face away from the concert venue, and we don't know when the video was actually taken. So they're just putting out all kinds of junk, you know, that this guy was CIA or he was ISIS or he was Antifa. He was selling drugs. He was running guns. And if you look at it, it really doesn't make a lot of sense. I mean, if you're going to do a gun deal, you do it out in the middle of the desert. You know, you don't do it in the middle of a hotel.
Have you seen a surveillance video yet? I have not.
I'm sorry?
Have you seen a surveillance video released yet? I have not.
No, I haven't seen any surveillance videos from inside the hotel that show this paddock, lugging all these guns into the room.
Now, somebody said last week on your show that the Mandalay Bay cannot be held accountable because he shot across the property, the property line.
Okay, and Clint, I'm going to have to put you on hold again. I'm sorry, the commercial breaks come tight at the bottom of the hour. So stay on the line. We'll be right back with you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking with Clint in Las Vegas. And your email with that video just arrived. And it does look like Stephen Paddock there. But on the other hand, we don't really know when the video was shot. It could have been just, it could be a year old for all we know. We're just being told, oh, this was Friday night, he's still alive. And like I said, the perpetrators of this false flag, they're desperate to throw as much garbage out there to try and keep people confused. No plane at the Pentagon or all this other nonsense they put out there to poison the well. So, again, the security in Las Vegas is very, very intense. They're concerned about terror. They're also concerned, as you said, that many guns in a room could mean an attempt to literally rob the cash cage in the hotel. That's happened before as well. So, yeah, they keep an eye out for that kind of thing. Clint, are you there? Okay, apparently we lost Clint. Let's switch over to Andy in Texas. Aloha, Andy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, aloha, snack bar, my friend. One of the things that I see that's quite attributing to all of this is, A, all we ever saw was pictures of the guy who did this shooting. You know, and over the weekend I actually saw a body, but they failed to show the face. Okay, and we've not yet seen any video of a body bag coming out of the casino, nor have we had any mainstream media or anybody trying to get a picture of that body bag, A, and B, trying to get a picture of the person that was in the body bag. So we virtually don't know who the shooter is. At this point, as far as I'm concerned, and I've been paying attention to this, and we really don't know who the shooter is. And then two windows, 64 years old. Not to disintegrate anybody if it's 64 years old. I know a lot of people that are 64 years old that can, you know, handle themselves and stuff. But, I mean, two rooms, I think we've identified that it has been two rooms. It's not one room.
Yes.
So, I mean, to look at this thing, and another thing, I mean, who was the person who brought all these people together? A lot of people are saying that this was a hit at Middle America, who elected Donald Trump and stuff. So why didn't they go after Jason Aldean? He's the one who brought them all together. Let's get rid of Jason Aldean so we can't bring all these people together. But then there's another...
Well, hang on a second. If you look at the sight lines... Okay, from the sniper's nest high up on the Mandalay Bay, they couldn't actually see the stage itself. And again, at 400 yards, hitting a specific target is going to be a real trick. You need something specifically manufactured for taking out specific targets at long distance, like a Barrett, something like that. With the AR, you can spray a crowd, and that's exactly what they did. So I think the fact that there was a second room and a second window tells us there was a second shooter, because why would this guy even waste the time running from room to room? He only needs one window out, and he's just going to stay there, and he's going to fire through that window. There's no reason for him to have had that second window. So that right there tells me there was a second person.
Well, and that's the reason why I said that we've only seen pictures of this guy. And then we listened to his brother, who was, you know, almost, I don't know, I mean, wow, I guess I don't know how people react to their brother being killed for shooting thousands of people or hundreds of people or whatever. I don't know how this person particularly would react, but he certainly reacted out of context to what I would have probably.
Well, let me share a personal insight from when I lost my youngest brother.
He
died. He was on a health kick. He'd gone to the doctors. They had him on statins. And all of a sudden, he suffered a stroke. And then 3 months later, he suffered a massive heart attack and he died. And it did come as a bit of a shock. And for the first few days after I got the news, I was in shock. It was dazed. It was like I wasn't really accepting it yet. And when I finally did, you know, I broke down and cried on my wife and everything. It was difficult to get through. But getting on back to the Mandalay Bay, again, he couldn't see the stage. He could just spray into the crowd. They could just spray into the crowd. And this idea that they were there to get all these Trump lovers really kind of falls apart, because apparently most of the people who came to that concert had come from California. And so it's a safe assumption that probably the shooters were shooting a lot of Hillary supporters and liberals as well. Okay? Did we just lose Andy? Okay, there seems to be a problem with our phone system here. We're going to take one more phone call. Then we're going to close the phone lines, because I had a lot of news to get through. Kathleen in Paris, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Mike. I probably need to turn down my speaker.
Couldn't hurt.
I'm going to talk about Las Vegas, too, and the fact that, as we know, when they have these false flags, like in, well, most of them, they're just by an amazing coincidence happens to be some emergency drill going on. So there's
yes.
crisis actors around and all that. So people understand, oh, it's a drill, so they don't get upset. So that's complicated this situation because there are some fake victims, which are crisis actors, who are supposed to be there pretending to be victims, and they're hauled into the hospital, and sometimes the doctors would say, oh, there's no entry wound and there's no exit wound, get this guy out of here. But then there's the real victims. So seems to be it's a bit.
Well, there was that strange Craigslist ad for event actors in Las Vegas, and of course it's now been taken down. There's a scrub all over the internet going on. They're trying to erase all the original videos taken by the people who were there to try and reinforce that story. So the perpetrators of this false flag, they're in a panic. They're not getting the reaction from the public that they wanted.
Yeah.
Okay?
Did you know about the top four floors of the Mandalay Hotel is kind of like a hotel inside a hotel because it's private owners?
Yes.
And just by chance, they happen to be Saudi, but I'm not saying anything about, well, Saudis are involved in this. I don't know. I'm just
saying. No, they just got the money, you know. A lot of the big hotels down in Waikiki have started doing the same thing, where the top floors with all the luxury suites, they're actually turning them into condos now. And so you can stay at the hotel, but you can't stay at the top floors because those are now all private residences. We actually shot a couple of episodes of Lost up in one of those, and it was plush. Oh, was that nice.
It just occurred to me that because, oh, there's no video of anybody taking guns up. What if they came down?
They have to go up before they can come down.
I know, but they could have gone up in a completely separate hotel. They've got separate entrances and separate elevators and all that.
Yeah, but they still got cameras. They still got cameras.
I know.
Those people living on those top floors are more concerned about security than your average casino visitor. And so I would imagine that probably security is even tighter up there, you know, with key cards and everything. Anyway, Kathleen, I'm going to let you go, and I think we've talked enough about Las Vegas. At this point, the safe presumption, given the recent history of the United States government, is this was another false flag to push the gun-grabber agenda. It appears to be falling flat on its face. I do have one other comment, and that was when Clint brought up the issue about how somebody called into the show saying that the Mandalay Bay could not be held negligent in the shooting deaths, because the shooting deaths actually took place off the property. Well, I keep thinking back to all these lawsuits that were brought against the gun manufacturers and gun dealers for the crimes committed with the guns that were made and sold by them. Now, most of those lawsuits wound up getting tossed out of court. But clearly, the people who were the victims of those gun crimes were not actually in the gun store or the gun manufacturing place when it actually happened. So there is apparently some kind of a legal argument that says you can be negligent even if the results of your negligence happen someplace else. If you're negligent, for example, maintaining an airliner and it crashes in another country, the families of the passengers can still sue the airline for negligence, even though the deaths happened someplace else. So I think that lawyer who called on in, maybe he's just a big fan of the Mandalay Bay. But again, I think there would be grounds to bring a lawsuit against the Mandalay Bay for allowing this to happen. And certainly Las Vegas as a whole would be a lot happier if all this stuff went away. Because already they're getting cancellations. People don't want to go there. They're convinced that there may be follow-up attacks. And there may be. The gun grabbers are not going to quit. And my concern is that not having gotten the American people to go along with this false flag, there may be more of them on the way. Until finally everybody says, okay, stop shooting at us. We'll let you have our guns. Moving on here, we're going to close the phone lines for a while, like I said, because I got a lot of stuff to talk about. Over in Syria, the Syrian army has regained control over the Palmyra-Deir Ezzor highway, And they've managed to repel all the ISIS attacks along that highway. And they've restored control over this supply line to government forces operating near Deir ez-Zor City. So this is, you know, a major win for them. Now, the situation inside Mayadin remains unclear. Some sources report that ISIS is withdrawing from the area under the threat of being encircled by government forces, and there may not be any U.S. forces there to open an escape corridor for them. But apparently, no photos or videos showing these troops deep inside the city are available online. If Mayadin has been recaptured by the Syrian authorities, it is a major blow to ISIS in the Euphrates Valley. This thing is all but over. And we may be seeing a situation in which the U.S. is going to go in with a decapitation strike against Assad. And the reason I say that is because there was a very strange article that came out earlier today about North Korea in which Trump said diplomacy won't work. There are no valid military options. We have to go for regime change. Well, the only way he's going to get a regime change is to bomb Kim Jong-un. And if they're starting to think that way, forget about war against North Korea, Iran, or Syria. We're just going to bomb Damascus, Tehran, and Pyongyang. But a lot of people are very, very concerned about Trump's comment that he made about the calm before the storm. And nobody's really saying anything, but it definitely seems to indicate that something might be getting ready to happen. Now, a small Turkish army reconnaissance team has crossed the border into Syria's northwestern province of Idlib ahead of a planned deployment of the Ankara-backed so-called Free Syrian Army forces in the largely militant-held region. So Turkey is wading back on in, and this may be to help the U.S. Turn the tide of war back against Assad. So it's definitely getting on out there. Hezbollah has accused the United States of using the Air Force to protect ISIS. And Hassan Nasrallah, the leader of the Lebanese Shiite paramilitary group Hezbollah, has said the United States is using its Air Force to protect the militants of the Islamic State terrorist group in Syria from the Syrian armed forces. And he said, quote, the United States protects Daesh in several Syria's regions and prevents the Syrian army to end with the terrorists by using their aircraft. So basically, Hezbollah is saying the U.S. is working to make sure ISIS is not totally wiped on out. Remember way back when we were all being told ISIS were the bad guys? And they're trying to remind us ISIS are the bad guys. And yes, we're giving them weapons and food and ammunition, but remember, ISIS are the bad guys. They were even trying to link the Las Vegas shooter to ISIS. Getting on over to Iran, a lot of people are very nervous about that. The deadline for certifying the Iran deal is the 15th. And officially, they're going to announce a decision this week, but it's already leaked on out that Trump is going to decertify the deal. And it's not on the basis of Iran having failed to keep all of its commitments, because they have, and the IAEA has confirmed that they have. It's Donald Trump coming on out there and saying, well, you know, I'm going to do a better deal than what Obama did. And what he's actually showing is that deals made by the U.S. government cannot be trusted. Now, the German foreign minister is out there saying that if Trump unilaterally pulls out of the Iran deal, the world is literally going to change. And we're going to see a renewed chaos over in that part of the world. Now, most of the other members who signed that deal want to stick with it. They want to work to keep that deal in place. It's not going to happen. When the U.S. pulls on out and starts putting more sanctions on Iran, Iran is going to say the deal is broken. In fact, it's already broken. Iran kept all their commitments. The U.S. did not. They did not remove all the sanctions and instead have added new sanctions on there. It's the U.S. government that has been acting in bad faith. The Kremlin is out there saying the U.S. exit from the nuclear deal will have negative consequences, and they're absolutely correct. This is just going to kick up a whole mess in that part of the world. And again, it just seems like the war hawks are out there saying, let's just go to war against Iran. Yeah, we've been talking about it for years. Let's just go ahead and do it. And North Korea and Syria, we can just take them all on at the same time. No, you can't. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back after these few words.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about Iran. And Iran, unfortunately, is starting to mouth off in the vein of Kim Jong-un, and I wish they wouldn't. Iran is now saying that if Trump ends the nuclear deal, and the new sanctions are passed, which they're already talking about in Congress, that every U.S. base within the 2,000-kilometer range of Iran's missiles are at risk. Now, of course, if Iran were to do that, that would give the U.S. government the excuse they've been looking for years and years and years to go on in and smash up Iran here. Iran, meanwhile, has dismissed claims that they are in any way, shape, or form involved with North Korea's nuclear program. And they keep coming on back to the thing, we gave up our nuclear program. The IAEA has confirmed it. All of our enriched uranium went to Russia. This is just more propaganda, demonizing Iran to make us look like we're a threat to the world. And Iran is not the threat to the world right now. Anybody paying attention realizes it's the United States government that's the threat to the world. Iran has not initiated a war of conquest against another country in over 200 years. In the case of the Iran-Iraq war, Iraq initiated. And I know there's a lot of people in the government saying, well, when they threw out the Shah in 1979, that was a challenge to our interests. This was a people taking back their country from a foreign puppet ruler. And I think we can probably agree that every nation has a right to self-determination. It's even in the UN, Universal Declaration of Human Rights. And if you're being ruled by a government that rules you on behalf of a foreign power, then obviously you don't have self-determination. What you have is taxation without representation. Let's think about that for a while. So Iran is starting to talk real tough, which I wish they would not do. But again, they may feel they're in a corner. They may feel that they've been backed into a corner and they can't retreat anymore. The Iranian people may be saying, this is as far as we're willing to kowtow to Washington, D.C. I imagine many of the North Koreans or the Syrians or the Libyans or the Yemenites are feeling exactly the same thing right now. Meanwhile, over in Israel, they have launched artillery attacks on alleged Hamas positions in the Gaza Strip. And Israel is claiming that the attacks were launched in response to rocket fire from the Gaza Strip. Actually, it was one rocket, and it didn't even make it out of Gaza. Didn't even hit Israel. And Israel uncorks on them. And this, too, is a pattern we've seen before. Little tiny rocket hits nothing but empty dirt, and Israel uncorks on the Palestinian people. We'll be right back.
Getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.